This is the Marketing Hero Podcast by ClearPivot, turning marketers into heroes.
Welcome back. I'm Maya Morgan Wells, host of the Marketing Hero Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We are now heard in more than 50 countries. We're so grateful for the opportunity to talk marketing with all of you heroes out there. Please make sure to leave us a review so more people can find us. On today's episode, we'll be narrowing in to focus on stories from the trenches and advice from ClearPivot founder Chris Strom. ClearPivot is a marketing agency focused on demand generation, a HubSpot Platinum partner, and the sponsor of this podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chris Strom, and I am the founder of ClearPivot. And we will be talking about content management systems for websites, and specifically why we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress. We found that this is kind of a controversial thing to say, and I think it's because WordPress has been so dominant for so long. Most websites on the internet still use WordPress. So why would we take a kind of contrarian stance and recommend not doing what most people are doing? Well, we have some specific reasons why. And so we'll get into this. And as you're watching this, if you're in marketing, you work a lot with websites probably. And most likely you're using WordPress as part of it. So I think this episode will be very relevant to you. A little bit of backstory. When I first started ClearPivot, it was back in 2009. And I started out building WordPress websites. It grew out of freelance WordPress work I was doing. And honestly, in 2009, WordPress was really great. One of the other big website builders then was one called Joomla. WordPress was certainly a big improvement over Joomla, and it was way better of an option than just handwriting every HTML page on your site. So it was a great system in 2009. But a lot of time has passed since then. I'm recording this now in 2023, 14 years later. And in 2023, in a lot of ways, I feel that WordPress really hasn't kept up with the times. And that there are better systems out there nowadays for a lot of businesses. We'll go into 6 reasons why nowadays we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress sites for almost all of the business clients we work with. The first reason why is modern functionality that HubSpot sites have nowadays that WordPress out of the box just does not have. One really common piece of modern functionality that WordPress still doesn't come with out of the box is forms. You can't put a form on your website without installing a third-party plugin in WordPress. That should be out of the box now because forms are the key to getting your sales qualified leads and getting your subscribers and getting your newsletter signups and getting your event registrations for your company. All of that requires forms. And so you really need forms as truly table stakes in a content management system now. HubSpot has forms built in. They go directly into the CRM and they work really well. Another modern piece of functionality is drag and drop editing. And so that's kind of table stakes nowadays too. And you can enable out of the box drag and drop editing in WordPress, but depending on the theme you're on or the WordPress installation you're on or the way your theme is set to connect with the different plugins and so on, you're not necessarily going to have the drag and drop editing capabilities. You might, but you might not. Another really necessary table stakes thing to have nowadays is URL redirects. So whenever you change the URL of a page, you need to have a redirect set up from the old URL to the new URL. And it's really just common sense to do that. But again, out of the box, WordPress cannot handle a URL redirect. So if you change the URL of a page, you'll either break the link to that page or you'll have to manually install a third-party plugin and then manually create the URL redirect. anytime you change the URL of a page. And then finally, another modern functionality that is table stakes, to the point that Google Chrome and Google Search will actually warn their users if you don't have it, is SSL certificates. And that's a fancy word for encrypted connection. That's whenever you go to a website in your browser and you see the little lock icon in your browser, that means it's running on an encrypted connection. And so people can feel secure that their information will be safe and that nobody's spying on them when they're on the site. Chrome and other browsers nowadays will even warn their users when they're visiting a site that does not have that encryption or that SSL certificate. And so that's really important to have. And again, that's another thing that WordPress out of the box doesn't include. So what that means for all these things, for forms, for different types of drag and drop editing, for URL redirects, SSL certifications, because it doesn't have that out of the box, you need to assemble basically a Franken-system of the core WordPress and a whole bunch of different plugins and a third-party theme, and then maybe some sort of hosting and management solution like WP Engine or something like that. And you have to plug all of these different tools together just to get a modern website experience. So that's a lot of technical baggage to carry around when building a site nowadays. And when we build sites in HubSpot CMS, we can just do all of those right out of the box. We don't have to set any of that up. It's all running on one integrated system, and we can just get right into the design and the content. We don't have to manually wade through connecting 8 different systems together like we do in WordPress to make it work. So that's reason number one, modern functionality. Reason number two is tech support. And honestly, this is probably the most important reason to choose a platform like HubSpot CMS over WordPress for most businesses. A big reason why people choose WordPress is because it's free, quote unquote. Oh, WordPress is free. I can just download it and install it on my server. And that's not quite the right way of looking at it. Technically, it's free in terms of dollar cost, but what it actually is it's open source. It's open source software. It's like Linux, basically, if you've ever heard of that. So open source is very different than free. It means you can download the software, you can do whatever you want with it, and no one's going to stop you. But conversely, you're on your own, and no one's going to stop you from doing whatever you want, good or bad, and no one's going to be there to save you if you get yourself into trouble. So there's no tech support behind it. You have to manage it all yourself. There's no 1-800 number to call. There's no file a ticket system to use, nothing like that. You have to figure it out yourself. There's also nobody managing the infrastructure for you. So you have to run your own hosting platform. You have to go sign up with the hosting company. You have to install it. You have to make sure you're running the right PHP version number. PHP is a programming language. You have to make sure your MySQL database running it is configured correctly. And if you don't know what PHP and MySQL are, that's probably a good sign right there. You shouldn't be running WordPress. So you have to set up your own infrastructure. Oh, and then there's also caching. If you want to do a content delivery network or browser caching or other types of things to optimize the loading and performance of your site, you have to set that all up yourself. So you have to manage all the infrastructure yourself, and you have to do all the tech support yourself if something goes wrong. And then you have to do all the software maintenance yourself as well. So you have to apply all the software upgrades yourself, including security upgrades, which are the most important. There's a lot of people who target WordPress sites for hacking because it's such a widely used platform. And so security patches come out very often, and it's up to you to install the security patches yourself. And I've seen a lot of sites over the years, a lot of sites where they neglected to apply the software updates, and then their website got hacked. and their site started redirecting people to overseas gambling sites, or the site just went offline and broke altogether. I've seen lots of sites get hacked over the years. But conversely, the double-edged sword is, so you have to apply the security updates to be able to keep yourself safe from the hacks. But sometimes the security updates themselves can cause issues. Sometimes there's an update in the core system that is incompatible with something in your website theme, or it's incompatible with something in your plugin. Or maybe there's an upgrade in one of your WordPress plugins that's incompatible with your core system or the theme. Or sometimes one plugin will cause an issue with another plugin. We've seen issues with that happening as well. So sometimes the upgrades themselves don't always go to plan and they can break things, which means you also need to be regularly running your own backups on your WordPress site so that if an upgrade doesn't go well, you can roll back to the backup, figure out what went wrong, and then run the backup again. All of that you have to do yourself when you're running WordPress. The tech support, the infrastructure maintenance, and the software maintenance. And no one's going to save you if you get yourself into trouble. So that's probably the biggest reason we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress, is because you sign up for it. It's a paid system. It's not an open source system like WordPress. So you have to pay for it. But what you get for that payment is you get tech support. You can do email, phone, or chat support. You get infrastructure management. They run the server platforms and the content delivery network and the caching system and all of that. And they also run the software maintenance. They're upgrading the system for you and they're making improvements and they're running the security and keeping it safe from hackers. And they do all of that for you. You don't have to do it. So you do not want to get caught in a situation where you're stuck in some really intractable technical problem and there's nobody on call to help you fix it. If you're running a business, you need to be using a system with that sort of support behind it. You know, if you're a software developer, you can run open source software and you know what you're getting into. But if you're not an experienced software developer, you should use a system where someone else is managing all that for you. So that's the second reason we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress. All right. The third reason we recommend using HubSpot CMS over WordPress is more backend code consistency. It's a little bit related to the previous topic of WordPress being open source for everything. And that means whenever you go to a new WordPress site, you don't really know what you're going to get when you look under the hood. We've worked with a lot of clients over the years, a lot of websites over the years, and anytime we work with a new client with a new WordPress website, no matter what it looks like in the browser on the front end, we have no idea what we're going to expect when we open it up on the back end. Because you have to run so many third-party systems and plugins and themes and platforms and all of that to run it, we have no idea what kind of situation we're going to be walking into. There might be, I'll just name some of the most common WordPress plugins here. There's like Yoast, there's Elementor, there's Advanced Custom Fields, there's WP Code, there's WPML. Those are just some of the most common ones, but there's thousands of different plugins and code bits and themes that people have written for WordPress over the years. And everyone's configured it a little bit differently when you walk into it. If you want to make a simple change to some particular thing, you might spend more time digging through the admin trying to find which part of the interface and which part of the code base is managing that particular thing that you're trying to change. You might spend more time doing that than you spend actually changing the thing itself. So like one instance we saw with a client we were working with about a year ago, we were trying to change just something simple as a page title or something. And we changed the page title, but the title wasn't taking. It wasn't updating on the live site. We were trying to figure out why. And then we're clicking around, couldn't see it. We found a caching plugin, so we figured it was probably that. So we updated the, or we recached the caching plugin. Still didn't update, still didn't change. So we had to keep digging further. What we found was that website actually had three different caching systems installed on it. Three different caching systems is crazy. And all three of them were running. One person probably installed one, another person probably installed one later, and then a third person probably installed another caching system later. So we had to spend our time finding and discovering these three different caching systems and figuring out which one we need to refresh just to be able to change the page title or whatever it was. The whole thing took over an hour. It took like 1 or 2 hours, and it was just a huge waste of time. So that's a great example of you just don't know what you're going to find on the back end. You never know what you're going to find under the hood. When we're working in HubSpot CMS, it's all running on the same system. It's all running on the HubSpot CMS system. The content of every site is different, of course. Text and the images and everything. The themes are different, and that's great because those are the things that should be custom to each individual website. But the back end, the under the hood part, the infrastructure part is always the same. It's all running on the same system, so we don't have to worry about, oh, which third-party module is controlling the page titles? Which module is controlling the caching system? Which module is running this slideshow widget? It's always on the same consistent backend, and so we can just get right in and work on the stuff that actually matters, which is the content and the design. Now, the fourth reason we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress is better spam protection on the website forms. As you've probably seen yourself, if you've ever run a website with a form on it, there can be a real problem with a deluge of spam submissions on your website forms. We've seen WordPress forms really get hammered with spam submissions. The code, the HTML code of a WordPress site and some of the most common WordPress plugins like Contact Form 7 or Gravity Forms are publicly available, the code syntax for those systems. And so it's easy if someone wants to spam sites, they can easily crawl the web, look at the HTML structure of sites, and easily identify WordPress sites using some of these plugins like Contact Form 7 or Gravity Forms that don't really have a lot of spam protection out of the box. And then spammers can just hammer those sites with spam submissions. So they get hammered with spam submissions. So then people have to install additional security measures like put in CAPTCHA fields to try and prevent the spam submissions. But the CAPTCHA fields can be an irritant and a lot of friction to legitimate people submitting on your website too. And we've even seen cases where the CAPTCHA form plugins actually interfere with the pop-up blockers in the browsers themselves and actually completely prevent people, even legitimate people, from being able to use the forms at all. So spam protection on WordPress sites can be a huge problem. Sometimes the solutions cause more trouble, you know, new trouble and more trouble than it's worth. We've seen that a lot. And whenever we move sites over from WordPress over to HubSpot CMS, we see the spam submissions go down significantly. We rarely see large scale spam submissions on sites. And you'll still get a few, but I've never seen cases where there's tens or hundreds of spam submissions per month coming through. We've been building on HubSpot sites for a long time, years and years, and I've never seen a large scale overload of a website form from spam submissions when using HubSpot sites. It's because they have software engineers running the system full time. They're taking care of security and the infrastructure and tech support on their end. And so they're putting in the anti-spam measures so you don't have to deal with it yourself. So the fifth reason we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress is because HubSpot CMS runs on a more modern programming language. This is one of the more controversial opinions, it seems, but I still believe it. WordPress runs on a programming language called PHP, and the HubSpot CMS templating system is based on the syntax of a language called Python. And if you know much about programming languages at all, you know that PHP was the dominant web programming language 15 years ago or so. You know, in the 2000s, PHP was the most dominant programming language. But nowadays, PHP has dropped significantly in usage and interest. And Python, along with JavaScript now, are the two most in-demand and most well-loved programming languages. And Python is the language syntax basis of the HubSpot CMS templating system. So what that means is if you're a developer, learning and getting great at Python syntax will be significantly better for your career than developing expertise in PHP. Python nowadays is used even in the most advanced machine learning systems and the most advanced machine learning libraries. And it's used a lot in statistical and scientific modeling. And it's one of the most loved languages out there as well. There's a lot of demand for it. A lot of systems and a lot of companies build their software in Python. So if you're a developer, Python is a great language and a great syntax to build in. Whereas PHP is not very well used and even fairly or unfairly has a maligned reputation in the web developer world now. And it's not a great path to go down to focus on PHP for your career. So that's if you're a developer. And then conversely, if you're a marketer or a company owner and you need access to great developers, you want to be interacting in the language ecosystem that most of the best developers are working in. And that's going to be Python. And you can see this yourself. You can go to Google Trends. You can go to trends.google.com and you can look up interest over time in Python versus PHP. And you'll see it for yourself. You'll see interest in PHP drop dramatically over the last 15 years. And you'll see interest in Python grow dramatically over the last 15 years as well. Or if you want to check somewhere else, you can go to the Stack Overflow Developer Survey they release every year. And in the 2022 survey, you'll see that Python is one of the most loved programming languages by a significant margin by developers. And PHP is kind of close to the bottom. So look up the Stack Overflow Developer Survey yourself. And if you want another example here, you can look up the Harvard University Introduction to Computer Science class called CS50. They made a deliberate choice to replace the PHP component of their curriculum with Python instead back in 2016. And they made a whole video about why they did that. So that's another data point there. I've got several people surprised by my opinion that the programming language itself is a major reason why you should choose HubSpot CMS over WordPress, but I think there is a significant data point to back up my thesis that it's much better to use a website system using Python than one using PHP. And the HubSpot CMS runs on the syntax of Python and WordPress runs on PHP. And then lastly, so those five reasons altogether bring us to the sixth major reason why we recommend HubSpot CMS over WordPress. And that is we see significant productivity improvements when using and managing a site on HubSpot CMS over WordPress. I see it in myself. The people on our team see significant productivity improvements themselves. Our clients see significant productivity improvements themselves. And the reason is, for a lot of the reasons we described above, we can do everything in a single managed environment. It's not a hodgepodge of tools. It's not a Frankensystem of plugins and themes and hosting platforms all mashed together and hoping that they work. It's a single integrated system. It's running on a managed backend with tech support behind it and software maintenance behind it. So we don't have to do the software upgrades or worry about security vulnerabilities. We don't have to worry about bad plugin upgrades. We don't have to worry about upgrading the version number of PHP or upgrading the version of the MySQL database. We don't have to do any of that technical backend maintenance stuff. We can just focus on the website content and the design. So we can work in a single environment. We're not jumping between tools. We don't have to spend hours and hours just figuring out how everything was put together first in order to then start being able to change it. We don't have to worry about technical issues, security issues, programming language issues, tech infrastructure issues, all of that. We can just jump straight into the content. We don't have to worry about a lot of spam protection. And because of all these things, we found on average, we can work twice as fast. We can get our jobs done literally twice as fast in HubSpot CMS compared to WordPress. And when you're in marketing, you got a lot to do. And when you can work twice as fast, that's a huge advantage. And you're going to spend significantly more time doing actual productive marketing campaigns and marketing strategy rather than fighting over language upgrades and database management and stuff that really shouldn't be part of your job as a marketer or a business leader at all. Because of that, we see huge time savings and huge productivity improvements and just significantly more happiness and less stress with the people using HubSpot CMS sites over WordPress. So those are the six reasons that we recommend using HubSpot CMS for most businesses' websites rather than WordPress. We started out building WordPress 14 years ago, back in 2009, and it was good enough. It was the best option at that time, but times have changed now. A lot of websites are still using WordPress, but there really is a better alternative out there. And that's why we put everyone we work with on HubSpot CMS now instead. So those are our reasons. We'd love to hear your reasons too, why you chose HubSpot CMS or why you chose WordPress or why you chose another system like Webflow or even Squarespace or something like that. Let us know in the comments here. We'd love to hear what system you're using and why. But that's our point of view. And with that, we will wrap up today's episode here. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. I would really appreciate it. It helps more people find our podcast and tune in as well. And tune in next time for our next episode of the Marketing Hero Podcast.
You've been listening to the Marketing Hero Podcast by ClearPivot. Be sure to join us next time. For more information, visit www.clearpivot.com.